Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. Today is episode 174, and it's entitled Window Shopping New Opportunities. Now, here's what I've seen as a coach, and just as a human being in general. You know, there's this old story that many of you have probably heard that when an elephant is first being trained, they tie it to a little stake, and it is not strong enough to pull that stake out, so therefore it gets the idea that it can only stay in this very, very small circumference. And even though it grows big and strong, they can still anchor it to a similar stake, and because it has not learned that it can pull that stake out with the easiest of touches, it doesn't. I mean, this is real, guys. Like, this is real. Well, every one of us is tethered. We believe that we can only have certain opportunities in our lives. We won't even try for things. And we also make up all kinds of different rules about, like, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't I? Who gets to tell me what I should and shouldn't do? No, granted, are there laws that, yes, if I break them, I may go to jail or something of the sort? Yeah, there are. But I think worse than that is all the tiny laws that we tether ourselves to. You know, sometimes the biggest gift of my not knowing entirely about the industries of my different clients is I'm not familiar with their timelines. I'm not familiar with how long things are supposed to take. And you know what? I don't care how long things are supposed to take. You know, I love the episode I did with a friend. This is probably a while ago. It's probably been, I don't know, a couple of years. But his name was Gary Curley. And he turned the real estate industry on its head in his market. He went from being a nobody to being the second or first top, like, highest producer in all of his state in a year. But wait, Joseph, don't I have to spend all this time and all this energy to build my name? No, you don't. It's going to take however long it's going to take. You know, I've got another new client that I've been working with, and this client has started to play the piano. Now, because of the space in their schedule, they started to play the piano for a few hours a day. And the other day they told me, and they basically said, like, I've pretty much finished the book. Or I'm nearly finished with the book. Well, how cool is that? It's not about the days. It's not about the years. It's not about the hours. It's about the minutes put into every one of those things. If I go to the gym for hours a day and spend most of those hours talking to people, I'm not going to get any stronger. Now, if I spend every minute of the time that I'm at the gym focused and intentional, I am going to get stronger. Whatever you spend your minutes on, that's where your time, like, that's what you're going to get better at. So I want you today to start thinking about how you can play even bigger. There's a great quote that says, audacity is what moves artists to the center stage. That's by Julia Cameron. The definition of audacity is a willingness to take bold risk. Do you guys realize that so many of us, this is a true story, guys. So I when I grew up, we didn't have that much money. And so I grew up in this frame of reference where, you know, a lot of things, you know, weren't really an option to me. And so one of my friends, my parents did cool stuff with us. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they took me to Disneyland. They took me to Disney World. It wasn't like we could go out and have a really nice meal every night. I mean, my dad was a teacher. And so it was interesting when one of my friends at the time, invited me to go with his family that were very well off to go to Disney World, I went. And I was so grateful just to be there, and they paid for nearly everything. Well, when we went to a meal with his family, I had such sticker shock with the prices that were on that menu that the only thing that I could afford, well, keep in mind, I'm not even paying for the meal, right? The only thing that I could bring myself to order was clam chowder. So I look around and everybody's got lobster and crab and all these amazing things. Not only could I only order clam chowder, I was in such a state of anxiousness that I literally just went to the bathroom and had to take a moment just being there. This was not my world. My world was not going around to these nice, really cool restaurants. That was not a possibility in my world that I saw at the time. And it did. It caused me a lot of anxiousness in that restaurant. Now, I mean, this was like a ludicrously nice seafood restaurant, okay? Near Disney World. Well, the more time that I spent with them, I remember that experience very vividly. I mean, even my friend's dad is like, dude, is that all you're going to order? Order whatever you want. I don't care. Order what you want. Well, come to find out years later, as I was reading an article, that friend happened to have a restaurant, or his parents owned a very successful restaurant. And in this article, it said how all of those food costs were basically research and development. So I could have ordered anything I wanted and it would have been okay. Well, I am still growing in my opportunities. And I'm not telling you guys to go spend thousands and thousands of dollars that you don't have. I want to be very clear. You know, the idea of this is more window shopping, not necessarily always having the opportunities themselves, but just seeing what's out there so you can break the glass barrier surrounding you that isn't letting you do the things that you want to do. I mean, it was interesting probably a couple months ago when, you know, I've shared my experience about going to Red Lobster and wanting their all-you-can-eat shrimp and then just getting it and it being amazing. And then the next time I went back just a few weeks ago to celebrate my getting into shape at 185 of it not being as amazing. And that's probably just because I had way too much overthinking about the experience. And maybe even more so, this is what comes to my mind right now. I'd broken that possibility. I'd broken that barrier of possibility around that meal. That it might just not have been that important to me anymore. It might have been one of these things like, you know, you kind of look at the Holy Grail or something and it's like, oh my goodness, I just want that. If I could just have that one time. But once you break that barrier, it's like, okay, cool. That was a great meal. But when I first paid that much money for that food, it was crazy. I mean, the first time I did this, actually the most expensive meal I've had to date, well, that I paid for, because there was another meal that a guy, you know, a business acquaintance invited me to, and we went and sat on the back of the backside of Camelback, which is a really nice mountain here, at this gorgeous restaurant, and I had this steak that was about the size of my fist that cost a lot of money. I can't remember exactly how much that was, but it was a lot. The most expensive meal I've paid for was on a business trip up north of Seattle. And it was interesting because we were going out and we went to this place and all these other people in my group were going there and I wanted to spend time with them. And the night was so awesome, guys. We went to this really nice restaurant. We had such a great time and it was just really enjoyable. I think my bill was about $70. And that was really one of those amazing nights. we talked with one of the people that was kind of a little bit like the godfather of the coaching that I do now. He was there at our table and he told stories and other people told stories. And I just had a great time that night. Well, now that possibility is available to me that, yeah, if a bunch of people are going out, if it's people I want to spend time with, I can spend that. But it's not like I go out every day and have a $70 meal. I've done it once. And I've done the Red Lobster thing, which last time I went, they raised the price. It cost me like $45. But what I do see, the boundaries of my possibilities are expanding. Because the boundaries of your possibilities aren't really real. I mean, if you were to sit with me and say, you know what, I really want to write a book. Actually, this is kind of cool because now it's coming to me. So 3 days ago, now, if I've told you guys about Morning Pages, I've sworn about Morning Pages. Morning Pages are life-changing. They're amazing. Julia Cameron is amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Julia Cameron, for creating The Artist's Way. If you haven't read The Artist's Way, if you haven't done the program, highly, highly recommend it. There's my little plug. Well, I actually want to lead with something else because there's a scripture that is often misquoted. It's Philippians 4:13. And when I first started to quote this scripture, I first started to quote it as, how is it? It says, all things are possible through God which strengtheneth me, or something. It's funny. I always know I'm about to get to a good part when a dog starts barking or something, because it's like, okay. Anyways, so the quote, the scriptures in Philippians 4:13. Now, the misquoted version that is often quoted says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. The real scripture is, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. What's the difference? Now, I do understand that Christ is giving me the strength. He is giving me the power. He is giving me the energy, but it's only as I do the thing. And so I love the real version better, that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So, rewind a couple days, and here's what happened. I was doing my Morning Pages, and what came to me is, Joseph, I want you to accelerate your goals. So here's what that means. I've got three goals I've worked on for a really long time. And one of these I've worked on now for years, okay? That's finishing the second draft of my book. One of these, I've worked on a variation of this goal for years of getting myself to my ideal shape, which was, for a long time, it was 185. And then I broke through that barrier. And so now the goal after that was, well, I'm not where I want to be, shredded yet. So let's just drop it to 175. Now, I planned on doing this in about, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, but I was in Easter pageant. They have a lot of delicious food. So I didn't. So my goal was 175. And then I have a financial goal, which is making more money than I've ever made in my life. And through the Morning Pages, the Spirit said, Joseph, I want you to hit all of these in 3 weeks. Now I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, wow, are we really doing this? And then on top of that, it was like, I want you to reward yourself extra. So I have certain rewards for each of these financial goals. So getting to 175, I take myself out to a nice meal again. Getting a second draft of my book done, I get Xbox Live Gold, which I could very easily just go and buy, but Heavenly Father said, nope, you don't get that back until you get your second draft of your book done. I'm like, okay, fine. And I did push back on that, and he pushed back just as hard. He's like, nope, get it done. And then I have a financial goal that I'm talking about that's taking a trip to Disneyland. Well, on top of that, Heavenly Father is like, all right, Joseph, let's take, you know, essentially, let's think about some of the things that you want, and let's really put something into this. And so my extra reward when I hit 175 pounds. So as of today, I weighed in and I'm about 2.5 weeks away from this date right now. When I weighed in today, I was like 186.2. And so we're talking, you know, 11.2 pounds, which, you know, in 2.5 weeks, which with all the cardio and stuff I do, and as long as I eat super clean, I can really do this. It's like, all right, you get that done, you get a BYU basketball jersey. Okay, cool. That's like $80. I'll take it. And then, and yes, I have to buy these rewards for myself. Like, it's not like they're just appearing out of nowhere. And then, all right, you finish the second draft of your book in 2.5 weeks, which is really pushing it, guys. Then you get the Seinfeld Lego set. So that's about like $120 because you have to buy it. You have to buy it from collectors, essentially. And third, if you hit your financial goal, you get the Simpsons Lego Quickie Mart, which is so cool. And that's like $500. And I checked in with Heavenly Father many times about this, and I'm like, are you sure? Like, are you sure we're doing this? And he's like, yeah, we're doing this. Okay. So the past few days have been pretty, like, especially the first day, when I was kind of adjusting to this little breakneck pace, it was a lot. And by the end of the night, I reached a point of diminishing returns, which means for every input you put, you're not getting anything back. Like at 9 o'clock or so at night, it was like, hey, Joseph, just let's stop for the night and go watch an episode of Seinfeld, write in your journal and go to bed. And so I did that. And that was perfectly exactly what I needed. And I went to bed. And the next morning, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm like, dude, I do not want to be up yet. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up, I started writing. I got through 2 chapters. And especially one of those that had been a very sticky chapter. Well, once you start humming through a couple chapters a day, you're starting to think, and I'll keep in mind, guys, this is second draft, okay? So, like, there's plenty from the first draft that's already there. But once you start seeing that, it starts breaking this boundary of possibility, and you're being like, oh my goodness, I can definitely do this one. And the Seinfeld Lego set is super cool. I just want to say. And so, like, you know, in the way I even see it a little bit in my head is, okay, I've got control whether I get to 175. I can do the work to get there. And I've got, and I can get there with the book. I really do believe I can get there. Well, the other part of that is, you know, the financial goal, that one seems a little bit more distant. But every time I check in with Heavenly Father, he's just like, hey, go connect with people. And essentially, I'll take care of it. I will provide you the people that you need. And even I've started to pray about each of these goals, every prayer that I remember. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me to hit this financial target. Help me to hit, get to 175 pounds and help me to finish the second draft of my book. Now, I want each of you to know something. 20 years ago, I did something very similar. And I do have some really cool tools with this. So if you ever want to see them, come on my Ask Me Anything call the second Monday of each month at generally 11 a.m. Arizona time. Well, I create these little climbers. Well, 20 years ago, I did complete these goals in a crazy amount of time. And I know that I can do it now. I don't know how. I mean, especially the financial target is much more than I've ever made in my life. But I do believe that if I put in the work somehow, Heavenly Father will bless me however He wants to bless me. I want each of you to think of what this is sparking for you. What's a goal that you could sit down? You know, I love the phrase in the musical Hamilton that says, why do you write like you're running out of time? Like you're running out of time. Because all of us are running out of time. I mean, every one of us, we have a finality to this life. This is, now is your time to do your good works. There's a scripture in the Book of Mormon that I love. And it says, "For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God." That's part of it. That's the first part. We definitely, and actually what I'm seeing in this moment that I hadn't seen before, say, okay, this first part of this is saying, hey, you've got to do what it takes to be ready to meet God. But then there's a second part of this verse. "Yea, behold, the day of this life is the day for men to perform their labors." And if you look up, there's a footnote to labors that says good works, industry. That is about the good that you can do in the world. Oh, I love doing these podcasts, especially when I'm in a good frame of mind. Like, doing good works in the world. So yes, be prepared to meet God and go do good works in the world. God has a purpose for you. And that purpose is probably so far beyond what you think your boundaries of opportunities are. And he's stretching you and he's strengthening you. And maybe the reason I'm getting a tiny bit emotional right now is because I don't know how I'm going to hit that financial target. I mean, but I think part of me at least believes that the Lord's going to help me if I do everything in my power to hit that. I'm not getting emotional so about the money. Like, I'm getting emotional about God cares for me and he wants me to stretch and he wants me to grow. Where is it that you could stretch a bit more? Notice I didn't say write a book in a day. Notice I didn't say lose 10 pounds in a day. And I'd already had the momentum of hitting 185. And then I bounced back up a little bit. Because your set point, the set point of your weight, is what you really need to change. You don't need to just hit a number. Like, so my set point is right now probably between, I don't know, 187 and 192. Actually, probably closer to 188. But like, when you're just, so if I'm eating regularly and eating a little bit of junk food too, then I'm probably going to be closer to, I don't know, now it's probably 188. But when I started this, it was, anyways, I digress. The Lord is actively waiting for the opportunity to help you. It's your job to invite. You know, I am inviting plenty of the places that I go if I see an opportunity to help somebody. You know, I talked to somebody at the gym this morning and they're like, "Oh man." You know, I told them what I did and they're like, "Oh, well, I asked them what miracle they'd love to see in their life. And they said, "I'd love to get back my highest paying client or my biggest client." And I'm like, "Oh, cool. I could help you with that." And mostly crickets. That's not my job, guys. It is not my job to convince anybody to work with me. The opportunities are available. We just have to take advantage of them. You know, the other cool thing that I saw the other morning was in the Book of Mormon in 2 Nephi. Chapter 31, verse 3. And it says, "For the Lord God giveth light unto the understanding, for he speaketh unto men according to their language, unto their understanding." What does that say? The Lord's going to speak to you where you are. But I can tell you, if you're ready to grow in your work, if you're ready to grow in your physical health, if you're ready to grow in your life, he's ready to meet you. You know, you start putting in the efforts that you need to put in, and the Lord will give you answers. What you do with those answers is totally up to you. I've offered people amazing opportunities before. I can't control whether they say yes or no. And the more you understand that you do not control the world, you control nothing that happens in the world except what you choose to do, you will be happier. I would invite you, I mean, the way this podcast was starting to start out is essentially go window shopping for opportunities, start exploring, start looking at things that you want to do and start doing them. I love going window shopping now. Window shopping is like, oh, I'd love to have that. I'd love to have that. And then you know what I created? This is kind of cool. I created this little like vending machine looking thing. Well, I didn't. I bought the graphic on one of the websites, you know, kind of like a iStock type deal. It's called Deposit Photos. And I bought this vending machine looking thing. And you know what I do? I go in and I put all the cool things I want in there. This is virtual, like on my screen. And you know what? It's fun. I want you to bring the fun. I want you to bring the joy back to your life. I want you to stop living in a space where you think everything is so limited. The Lord is abundant. And my experience with Him is so much more often than Him saying no, He says yes. You know, and what's striking me in this moment is there are times that He says no. But there might even be things that we don't really want. The things that we think might be a good idea, but He might have such a greater thing in store for us. He wants you to find joy and happiness in your life. That's what one of the other scriptures says is 2 Nephi 2:25. Men are that they might have joy. Go enjoy your life. You know, I want you to know the purpose of these podcasts are never to discourage you. They're to encourage you. They're to get you to stretch a little bit more, to try a little bit harder. You know, this morning I woke up and it was like 4:30 in the morning. And I went back to sleep. So whether Heavenly Father wanted me to wake up today or not, or I just woke up, I don't know. But I did go back to sleep till like 5:30 or so. And then got up. And that's okay too. My goal is not to get you guys to live the life that I'm currently living. My goal is to get you to live your best and your most enjoyable life. And some people are so buried in all the crap of their lives that they can't even see. My hope is during these podcasts that you can see and that you can really start, you know, breaking through the boundaries of your possibilities. That's actually probably what this is really going to be called. Because that's what it's about, breaking through the boundaries and saying, you know what? I want to set a goal that's going to challenge me. And then let Heavenly Father guide and lead and direct you how to get that goal. Because especially certain goals, there's no way. I mean, you know, even with this goal of getting to 175 on Monday night, my singles church group, we went out to dinner. And we went out to this place that had these probably delicious burgers that I've had before, delicious fries. And to top it off, one of my friends made this delicious dessert. And I'd already made a decision that I wasn't touching any of it. This is a true story. Do you know what I ended up doing? She made this delicious chocolate type dip. And I just went and I got these two little cups from the restaurant and I put some of that stuff in there. And then I have a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of it because it's super, super rich. Quite a few of my meals and it is delicious. If I would have eaten the big burger that night, I don't know. Like I set these goals so incredibly tight. I don't know if I could have hit my goal. I believe that that's the Lord giving me the strength. And as I read this scripture again, it's right in front of me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He gives me the strength and the ability to do the thing. And He will give you the strength and ability to do the thing. Now, it's not just the scriptures that say these things. I think it's Ralph Waldo Emerson. It said something to the extent of do the thing and you'll have the power. You're not going to know how to build anything until you do it. Like once I've written my first book, I'll know how to write my first book. And then I'll figure out how to write my second and however many other books I decide to write. We live in such a rare, a tiny circle of our possibility. Instead of asking the Lord to help us expand that possibility, when you start expanding your possibilities, you start seeing new and incredible things. My invitation to you is to ask the question, where is it that I see in my life that I could expand my possibilities, that I could stretch, that I could break the boundaries of my possibilities, and then take a step towards it? Or if you want to take a big goal on, take it on, knowing that whether you hit it or not does not change who you are as a person. You can still be an amazing, incredible person and fail at your goal. I also recommend, I mean, even on my screen, I've created these little graphics that show, hey, Joseph, this is your goal, 175. And right next to it has the exact BYU basketball jersey that I'm going to buy. Right next to my book, it has the exact Seinfeld Lego set that I'm going to get. Right next to my financial goal, it has the exact picture of the Lego set I'm going to get. Remind yourself what you want. Like, I love there's a part in Alma 34 before the scripture that I read that basically says, cry unto the Lord. There's a few scriptures in a row that say this. Cry unto the Lord over your flocks, over your fields, over everything. I had a really hard time for a long time praying about financial goals. Praying about money? Well, yeah, like we live in a world where we need money to buy things. And the Lord can provide us the exact amounts of money that we need and want. And then he says, okay, this is the work you got to do to get it. Well, it wasn't until I think it was in church one day that it just kind of came to me, Joseph, you ask your clients about their financial goals. Why wouldn't it be okay to tell Heavenly Father about your financial goals? And in that moment, that boundary of possibility was broken. Oh, cool. I can pray about this. And I do. Nearly every prayer lately, I have said, hey, these are the three things that I want. Please help me. You know, and one of the other days I actually prayed and said, Heavenly Father, help me to get one of my beta readers back. And the next day, the Lord answered that prayer. I sent him a text that says, hey, did you have a chance to read these few chapters? And they're like, no, but I'm actually planning on reading them tonight. How cool is that? Once again, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If you want to start seeing the power that God really has, set goals that are going to make you stretch. And he can do it. He really can. So whatever you have felt guided to do after listening today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.